Fenny's Castle. The castle was originally just a tower, dating back to before 1242, although the current structure is the result of a number of the building programmes that took place between the end of the 12th century and the 15th century. The most significant modification work was done between 1340 and 1390 under the direction of Armand de Chalon and his son Boniface, which adapted the existing building to the new requirements of courtly representation. It is also an important defensive structure, which is necessary in a place with no natural protective features. It has two concentric curtain walls with guard towers, which appear to be connected to each other along the internal passageway. The building belonged to the Chalon family until 1716, until changing hands several times along a period of neglect. It was bought in 1895 by Alfredo Danad, who then gave it to the Italian state in 1906. The building belonged to the Chalon family until 1716. After changing hands several times and a long period of neglect, it was bought in 1895 by Alfredo Danad, who then gave it to the Italian state in 1906. Important restoration work was carried out on the property between 1936 and 1942, which was intended to highlight its medieval features. The arbitrary creation of the current entrance within the defensive walls dates back to this period. The original entrance was probably located along the western side. After the Second World War, the Val d'Aoston region acquired ownership of the castle. The external walls and the current entrance dates back to the 1930s. The central keep of the castle has an irregular pentagonal shape with circular towers at the corners of the square towers and the centre of the longer sides. The one along the eastern side has a portcullis and protects the access to the internal trapezoid courtyard, the heart of the building. At the end of this, above the large double staircase, which leads to the upper floors, there is a fresco of St George killing the dragon, which is a fine example of international Gothic art, painted by Giacomo Giacquello and his assistants between 1413 and 1414, under commission of Bonifacio I. The same artist also created the 24 figures of sages along the balconies, accompanied by crouches with mottoes and proverbs in the 13th century French. The red and black diamond-shaped decorations relate back to the currents of the Chalon family. Other later frescoes, which are more popular in taste, were painted by Giacomino di Avrea and date back to the years between 1430 and 1434. On the wall between the courtyard and the pre-courtyard, you can see St. Christopher, dated between 1455 and 1460. From the courtyard, you can gain access to the armory with a dungeon for those condemned to death, and to the kitchens with its enormous fireplace, which could roast a whole cow. Further on, you come to the other utility rooms. There are some interesting frescoes on the first floor in the Bardinal Hall, which house the chapel. There is a painting of the Vergine della Misericordia from the 15th century, portraying her protecting the members of the Chalon family and their close relations and friends beneath her widespread cloak. The top floor rooms house the garrison's contingent. Tours of the castle are guided.